This is the city. Cody, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Thursday as we have items sent to us from the Cody Police Department covering activity last week. Let's start with the 4th of July weekend in Cody.
Oh.
It was quite quiet, except for the 6 different arrests that happened at the time. So, celebrating America. So, they include road hazard blockage, alley of 13th. Something is blocking the alley. Hmm. Disposition assistance, Kevin. Could be a vehicle, could be an elephant, could be a squirrel. We don't know. So something is. Domestic at Buffalo Bill Center of the West, a male left the ER and is attacking a woman in the parking lot. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. So there you go. Didn't know what they gave him in the ER. But
here, take your angry pills.
Yeah, here you go. Don't want to be the first one to see this guy. Domestic at the Holiday Inn, RP would like a female and her dog removed from his cabin. He didn't know her name. He didn't know her. I don't know if the dog's name was Fluffy. We don't.
He didn't know her. Yeah. By the way, what was your name again?
Yeah, didn't. Yeah, and in his cabin at the Holiday Inn. So, let's see, parking problem. Well, you had the parking problem on Sheridan Avenue, people parking there while the parade is getting ready. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. Let's see, animal bite at City Park. Kid bit dog by the statue. Disposition, see case.
He knew somebody was supposed to bite somebody else. So.
Kid bit dog. So is that a kid bit? Or kid bit dog. Okay, I guess some kids going around biting dogs.
Well, they bit him first.
By the statue. So there you go.
He started it, Mom.
Let's see. Theft, Walmart, five black backpack, no shoes, bald, took a pair of shoes, possibly, in the backpack disposition. CK. So, yeah, if you get the lineup of people, which one stole the shoes? I'll go with the guy with no shoes. I think it's him. So,
you know, probably if you made it to a thrift store or maybe a church or something like that, I bet somebody gets you a pair of shoes.
Yeah. Property loss, Cody area. RP lost her Wyoming driver's license during the parade. Disposition informational. What's it flashing out? Kids are, people are throwing candy out, and she's throwing her driver's license back at them.
Well, that horse asked for her ID.
Yeah. Property damage, Willow Creek Apartments. RP states the plant outside her home has been destroyed.
No.
Disposition, assistance, Kevin. So don't know what kind of plant it was, but really ticked off somebody. So let's see. Traffic. Fireworks complaint, 13th Street disposition, unable to locate. Once they light them off, they run, Russ. So,
they're just following instructions.
Yeah. Citizen contact at Friends of Buffalo Dam Center. We're friends. 3 juveniles on the sidewalk on bikes. Disposition, warning issued. So the juveniles are no longer friends of the Buffalo Dam Center.
They're looking to see where the enemies meet.
Yeah. Disturbance, 21st Street. RP says she hears people arguing and bottles breaking.
Uh-oh.
Disposition, assistance, Kevin. That's how you put the exclamation point on your argument, by slamming a bottle down. So let's see. Traffic stop. Lots of traffic stop. Careless driving. Red light violation. No taillights. Disturbance at West Park Hospital, Cody Regional Health. RP states there's a truck that is splashing and harassing people entering the ER. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. Not sure if was there a lot of rain or something, or splashing and harassing people.
So, entering the ER. What'd you do?
Yeah.
Have an accident?
Yeah, that's, then I don't know. Fireworks complaint, Lockhart Inn, behind the Lockhart, people shooting off fireworks, unable to locate. Fireworks complaint, Shoshone Court Apartments, unable to locate. Again, they're lighting fireworks and leaving. So intoxicated subject, Cody City Hall, out with an intoxicated subject. His position, assistance given. So it wasn't the mayor. It wasn't Mayor Hall. No, it was this occurring at right before 1 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
So they may have been leaving the back door of the dollar. I'm no detective, but that may have been what's going on. Mm-hmm. So let's see. Person found on Sheridan Avenue. A little girl came into the store unable to find her parents. Disposition. Return to owner. Who owns this child? So, well, I purchased that child weeks ago. Disturbance. Juby's trailer court.
Uh-oh.
Mother going crazy. Breaking things. No weapons. No alcohol. RP in the entrance of the trailer court waiting for officers. Disposition. Assistance given. So, mother going crazy and breaking thing. But maybe give her some alcohol. I don't know. So
might calm her down.
Yeah. Let's see. Animals. Lots of animals running around because fireworks going off, too.
Yeah.
So dogs sometimes don't like them. So,
usually don't.
Yeah. Fireworks complaint. Shamrock Apartments, RP State. Someone has been lighting off fireworks. Unable to locate. Fireworks complaint on Mallard Street. I'm not sure where that is. RP State, someone has been lighting off fireworks in the street. Disposition, warning issued.
Oh, they did catch them.
Yeah, so they...
lit fuse. They did not run away.
Yeah, and that's... and then fireworks complaint, Madison Avenue. Fireworks in the backyard. So just being lazy. So...
Not even going to go out to the street.
Yeah, man, the county's too far away. Yeah. I'd have to go like half a mile. I'm just going to light him in the fireworks in the back next to the kiddie pool.
And then he's probably like, "You're telling me what I can or cannot do on my property? I don't think so."
Yeah. Fireworks complaint, Riverview Drive, big fireworks sporadically. Big fireworks sporadically. That was the definition of the fireworks. Disposition, assistance given. So we'll assist them. So let's see, fireworks complaint on Stolt, on Haugen, on East Sheridan, so on Lycan Drive, on Olive Glen Drive. Assistance given or unable to locate. So, yeah, people didn't want to just leave the home this time. Yeah.
Well, lockdown and everything.
Yeah. Traffic stop, Domino's Pizza. All three drivers warned for exhibition of speed. Disposition warning issued.
We got to get the pies out, man.
Yeah. They got two guys racing the Domino's guy. So, ready report, unable to assist. Let's see, fireworks complaint, Shamrock Apartments again. Back to attempt to locate, KOA, RP states she had to kick out some campers this morning, and she was later told that they were unfit to be driving a vehicle while they were drunk. Left KOA around 6 o'clock in the morning. Unknown direction of travel, disposition. Unable to locate. When you get drunk at 6 a.m. and you get kicked out. So.
And that bright early morning sun is unforgiving.
Yeah, it is. Disturbance, 32nd Street. RP says her mom is yelling and screaming, and the RP locked herself in the bathroom. Disposition, unfounded. So they went and checked it out, and yeah, we're fine. So nuisance complaint, Alger. RP says that he and his wife are hearing loud music. Disposition, unable to locate. So that's when the cops show up, roll the window down, and there's no music. So property lost. Fireworks factory outlet. RP's husband lost his military service decorated walking cane. Disposition, information. I think you could keep track of something like that.
Well, wouldn't you notice it when you walked away and you had no support?
I think you'd notice it right away. So, fireworks complaint, Mountain View Drive, a couple adults and a kid lighting off fireworks in the common area of Mountain View Drive, warning issued. So, yeah, they went to light off fire. We're just going to go walk just a little bit up the street. So, and pretend that we didn't know that it was against the law. So, miscellaneous assistance at more burgers and shakes. That's not just burgers and shakes, Russ. More
burgers.
RP states her co-worker pushed her. Unable to assist. So she wasn't shaking. So extra patrol request, Mountain View Drive. RP thinks there's someone in the area trying to open his garage, would like to offer an officer to drive through the area, disposition informational. He thinks someone in the area is trying to open his garage. Mm. Not doing very good at it. Didn't turn the handle, I guess. So, and then all of these were all on the 4th of July weekend, Russ.
Oh, there you go.
The arrest, a Cody person arrested for domestic battery, cause injury, false imprisonment. A person out of Salamanca, New York.
Got me.
Arrested for shoplifting under $1,000, alter and defacing or removing price tag, which is the guy with the shoes.
Oh, yeah.
So, also, another person from Salamanca, New York, arrested for shoplifting. Same thing. So it was a couple people from New York thought they can go through Walmart and do some shoplifting. Mm-hmm. I'm sure in Cody, Wyoming, they don't have cameras. Yeah, learned a little bit. Also, a 51-year-old female from Cody arrested on a DUI, third offense within 10 years, driving while license canceled, suspended, or revoked, and going through a yield sign. So, there you go. And another, a man from Gainesville, Texas, a 31-year-old, arrested for disorderly conduct. I thought this was America! And then a 48-year-old female from Cody, just arrested on a warrant. So, taking him in on the 4th of July.
Oh,
come on. So, anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter.
TCT.
Ah, that's the wrong ad. Sorry, wait. I got to get my outro going. there we are. That is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center. And Aldridge's, glad that you didn't get arrested on the 4th of July.
Yes.
So, anyway, appreciate the Cody Police Department working hard over the holiday celebrating America. So.